relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
He's one of our regulars, a stalwart, one of your favorites, co-host along with VDH and Bill Bennett of the podcast Intelligence and Common Sense. And usually I praise him for his political works, his presidential histories. But Lord Conrad Black's second memoir, The Matter of Principle, well, I took it with myself on my week away on my cruise and enjoying it immensely. I'll maybe touch upon some of the issues raised there, but I wanted everybody to know if you want a good read, A Matter of Principle by Lord Conrad Black. And Lord Black, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. Always a pleasure to be with you.
We have to talk about your latest piece, American Greatness is the Democrats' topsy-turvy spin machine. But since we just had the Attorney General of Texas on, Ken Paxton, I'd like your reaction to this video clip regarding what's happened in Texas with local lawmakers fleeing the state to facilitate, or rather to undermine, the political functioning of their state house. Here's Governor Abbott of Texas on what the Democrats are doing there. Cut one. Do we have that? Cut one? We don't have cut one. So let me summarize it. Lord Black, we have more than two dozen Democrat lawmakers on a private jet, maskless, leaving Texas to negate the quorum of the state house so that Texas cannot bring election reform measures. Your reaction to that interpretation of representative democracy?
A sign of the utter moral bankruptcy of 90% of the Democratic Party. If I'm not mistaken, they're fleeing the state because if they remain in the state, the governor and the attorney general of Texas have the right to take them into custody.
Yes.
and forcefully transport them back to the legislature in Austin and require them to make up the quorum. When they are fleeing in order not to make a quorum, which would enable those whom the entire population of Texas have chosen to be the state legislators, they are essentially fleeing the process. They're just checking out, and in a completely undignified manner. If they went individually on commercial airliners, claiming they were going to take a holiday in Canada or something, that'd be fine. But I mean, it wouldn't be fine. It would be absurd. But at least it would be less ludicrous than this business of them chartering a plane and fleeing like bank robbers.
Well, this is the second point, and as the former head of Hollinger International with such amazing titles as the Daily Telegraph, the Jerusalem Post, under your domain, I need to tease out this question of self-awareness or strategic communications, not just simply the act they took, which negated their oath to represent their constituents. But Lord Black, to be on that private jet on its way to the swamp, to D.C., where Texas authorities couldn't touch them, and to take a selfie, Lord Black, and then to post it on social media, what does that speak of?
It's like these lunatics that we saw last summer in Portland and in Seattle who imagined that directly promoting the physical destruction of federal buildings and being completely nonchalant about skyrocketing violence in the streets of those cities was a summer of love and just a perfectly reasonable thing to be encouraged. I mean, I don't know what has possessed these people, but some madness, some sort of political bilharzia has seized some of these Democrats where they think that the public actually is going to put up with, you know, slashing police budgets and announcing that if all manner of ludicrous things and outrageous things are not done, they will burn America down, and tearing down statues to some of the great figures of modern world history, that all of this is somehow suddenly acceptable to the American public. They must be out of their minds. But, you know, they became intoxicated with Trump hate, and they thought that by constantly pounding the idea that the incumbent president was a terrible and evil man, they would get a pass for a tremendous range of juvenile, destructive, nihilistic behavior. And they effectively won a rigged election and then have failed to suppress the expressions of concern by those who look at it at all seriously and say there's potentially something really wrong in the outcome and the way votes were counted and cast, that they would get a free pass on it all and they could go on like this forever, like young, misbehaving children who think recess goes on all day.
We talked to Lord Conrad Black. Follow him on Twitter, Conrad M. Black. The book that I enjoyed so much on my week away is A Matter of Principle, his autobiography. Let's go from Democrats fleeing Texas to Democrats in the swamp, Democrats in the mainstream media. The news of the day for the last few days have been, of course, the events just 70 miles off the southern shore of the United States, the events in Cuba. You know, as a person who understands the media intimately, your reaction to not only the media, but also the Biden administration looking at that footage and saying the Cubans are waving American flags because they're dissatisfied with the Cuban regime's COVID response and the lack of vaccines?
Pitiful and contemptible. I mean, there's a struggle going on in the minds of tens of millions of people, including myself, as to whether pity or contempt reigns supreme in our response to it. I mean, I went to Cuba once upon a time, and that was on the 10th anniversary of it happened to be on the 10th anniversary of Fidel's coming to power in January. I went in 69, 10 years after he chased out Batista. And when I left, the departing official said, well, will we see you? Do you want to see Cuba again? And I said, yes, through open bomb sites. I was so horrified at what I saw then and everything I've heard.
What did you see? Can you share with us?
Years since then, it's just got worse.
Given that was a decade after the takeover, what did you see that so horrified you? Please share that with our listeners.
Well, at that time, the complete focus of the government was on getting the sugar production up, and they completely failed. They never got back to Batista's record for production, and all the cars were falling apart. They were tied together with rope and cloth and stretched out towels and things, and the potholes in the main roads of Havana, the formerly luxurious hotels, the one I stayed in, didn't have a toilet seat, didn't have a seat on the toilet. I mean, obviously one can surmount these things, but it was a demonstration of an absolutely crumbling society. And I went to Fidel's big oration, and my companion on that trip, she spoke Spanish. I mean, my Spanish is very elemental. And for example, his speech went on for over 2 hours, nearly 3 hours. And one of the highlights was he said he gave the flavors of ice cream that they now offer. He literally gave, you know, we have strawberry, we have banana. And he went out of a 30 flavors. I mean, the whole thing was nonsense. It was somewhere between a Kafka, Orwell, or Kessler novel and a Charlie Chaplin movie. It's just a farce, but an evil farce, a violent farce. It was, you know, every block had a big sign saying Committee for Defense of the Revolution. It was tropical totalitarianism. I just found it horrifying because, you know, Havana is a beautiful city, and the Cubans, yes, are, as we see in Florida, very capable and attractive people, and they were there too. But they were, you know, they'd sort of convinced themselves that Fidel's personality somehow justified what they were being put to. Although, in fairness, I'm not representing the Batista regime as having been particularly distinguished. It was a despotism, but not a totalitarian despotism.
Now, we have to ask the question, with historical perspective, in the last 62 years, is there something qualitatively different about what we are witnessing today? I see some of the pictures of police officers not brutalizing the protesters and sometimes actually acquiescing to the protesters, perhaps an indicator that this could be the moment, but we shall wait and see. We're talking to the author of, amongst other things, A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America, Lord Conrad Black. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back after these messages. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wow, that could be you. That should be you. It deserves to be you. But there's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your home in 3 days or less. Take it for 3 weeks, morning and night, just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
It's in the Constitution, and that is the House, the State House of Representatives, who are here in the Capitol in Austin right now. They do have the ability to issue a call to have their fellow members who are not showing up to be arrested, but only so long as that arrest is made in the state of Texas. That's why they have fled the state. Once they step back into the state of Texas, they will be arrested and brought to the Texas Capitol, and we will be conducting business.
That's the cut we were looking for. The governor of Texas saying those Democrats who flee the state, as soon as they step back on the Lone Star State, they will be arrested. And Frog marched back to the State House, because guess what? They were elected to represent their constituents. We are back with none other than Lord Conrad Black. Follow him on Twitter at Conrad M. Black. His latest piece, for those who are a little bit younger, we might have to explain the reference. It is the Democrats' topsy-turvy spin machine at American Greatness. Let's post it now on our Twitter and Facebook pages, amgreatness.com. Expand, if you will, please, Lord Black, on your reference to Joe Biden's administration being akin to that amateur talent show, The Gong Show.
Well, look, I mean, everybody who has the slightest interest in, you know, public issues is aware that the illegal immigration is flooding into the country now at the rate of 3 million a year, according to the latest estimates from Homeland Security, at the same time that the cabinet secretary for that department, Mr. Mayorkas, is saying the southern border is closed. And then, on certain networks, you can see them. You can just see them pouring in, walking across where the water's shallow, or coming in over land. And it's just nonsense. It's just make-believe. Inflation is under control. I see it. The figures today indicate they're at 5.4%. But if you give gasoline and building materials and a few other things their former and rightful place in estimating inflation for the average person and the average family, it's significantly above that and rising. And everyone who buys anything knows it. And everyone in urban America certainly is aware of the rising crime rate in practically every city. And we have these odd phenomena. Suddenly, the Democrats claim to be the party that opposed defunding the police.
Yes.
When in fact, every move to defund the police was a Democratic-sponsored measure. Suddenly, we have the grace of conversion, and the Democrats say that they're in favor of voter identification, having until a week ago declared it to be virtually tantamount to a return to slavery. Jim Crow 2.0. It's just a total flip-flop of the public position as if nobody in the country, or at least no significant number of people in the country, had any notion of what it is like to do a U-turn in an important policy area, just a 180-degree turn.
So here's the question that I still cannot answer after the last 5 months. And you've written works on President Trump, FDR, and Kissinger. Where is... Nixon. Who is the Harry Hopkins, who is the eminence grease, negative or positive, who is the Kissinger for this administration? Is there one? Is there an apparent one at all? Because these lists of critical race theory, defund the police, the COVID policies, it seems as if this is just chaos.
Yeah, look, I don't know any prominent person in that administration, so I'm not well qualified to say. But since you asked me, my guess is that in terms of who is filling whatever gaps there may be between President Biden's exercise of his office and the normal level of energy and consistency you expect from a president, it would be his wife. I mean, she's a very energetic, capable woman, and I think actually rather an attractive woman. I find her sort of an appealing personality. But I'm not someone who mocks her calling herself doctor, and a academic doctorate is a perfectly acceptable thing. Dr. Kissinger, Dr. Brzezinski, I mean, she's not as learned as those men, but it's all right. But so I think she kind of makes up for his lack of energy and his, I don't want to be gratuitous, but there's certain slips that he makes. But behind the scenes, my guess is this chief of staff, and in all my time of watching these things, which goes back to President Eisenhower, this guy, Klein, I think his name is, gets less public attention than any chief of staff that I remember. I mean, we remember James Baker and various others, where Reagan succeeded him, and Mr. Nixon had Haldeman and so on. I mean, these people were they were prominent, and everyone knew their name, and they were often in front of the media. Klein is a sort of a hidden hand, but it is a terribly important position, and I assume he's doing his job very efficiently.
And what do you make of those who say that, given all the second-tier Obama officials who are in this administration, that the influence of the 44th president is large and looming on this administration?
Well, look, it appears to me that the so-called Biden-Sanders unity program, far-left program, a socialist program. Now, a Marxist is getting a little carried away, but socialist. That essentially Biden is putting that program into effect. The idea that he would be a moderating influence on the Sanders faction, which Senator Sanders himself only claims to represent about 35 or 40% of Democrats, that isn't happening. And all we're getting is the Sanders, Warren, Ocasio-Cortez view of things now in the policy formulations of the administration and the Democratic leaders in the Congress. And that's not where the public is. So the wheels are going to come off this, and already are, in all four directions. But in the meantime, everyone's in a kind of make-believe fairyland here where, you know, where the United States has suddenly become a woke, racially obsessed, self-hating, a bunch of deliberately unemployed, overcompensated idlers and slackers. I mean, this is not America, and it's not going to last.
And if that transition occurs to Kamala Harris for whatever reason, do the woke-istas, are they strengthened at that point? Which faction comes out on top?
Look, I think that whatever may be said of Joe Biden, and I personally never forgiven him for what he did to my late friend Bob Bork, but he served 50 years in Washington, and he was chairman of an important committee, and I think he was rather popular, and he is rather popular personally, including with Republicans who know him, and he is in his way a somewhat substantial figure. And Kamala Harris, in my opinion, is a complete opportunist. I've never seen her or heard her say anything in any circumstances that struck me as remotely intelligent. Now, she must be somewhat intelligent, but I've never seen any evidence.
And the performance of the last 5 years has done, 5 months has done nothing to gainsay that measure of the current vice president. We're talking to the author of A Matter of Principle, as well as a president like no other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America, Lord Conrad Black. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Do you work for a small business? Do you own a small business? Are you fed up with Biden's war on small business in America, whether it is his fake $2 trillion infrastructure plan or his $15 minimum wage? Well, do something about it. The great folks at the Job Creators Network are looking for good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisors program. They'll train you. They'll help you place your op-eds in local papers and get on local TV. They just need fighters who are prepared to push back. Join today the Job Creators Network team by going to joinjcn.com today. They need advocates because America needs advocates. That's joinjcn.com. Now, what do we think? Is Zaki Poo watching? Do we think Zaki's watching? Hey, Zach, it's so funny that you have to watch this show. But it's even funnier when you go to CPAC. And here's the video. Is it Slate or Salon? I can never remember because it's kind of irrelevant. A sad, failed non-journalist looking like a prepubescent high schooler who is camping out at the biggest conservative convocation trying to get gotcha interviews. But the Blaze had a different idea. Video cut 12. This is part one of the interception of little Zaki Petrizo. Play cuts.
What do you think about the BLM riots of 2020?
Are you asking me questions?
Yeah, just asking. What do you think about
that? I don't know who you are. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I'm just asking you a question.
As a member of the media, shouldn't you have a response to this? Years-long riot? No, nothing? You have nothing to say? Salon doesn't care about any of that?
Salon Magazine doesn't care about the BLM riots that happened in 2020.
American cities were burned down for an entire year. Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Sorry?
We're asking you about Black Lives Matter. What do you think?
Comment on the fact that America was burned down for 9 months by Black Lives
Matter. I really don't know who you guys are.
It doesn't matter.
I wish I did.
What's wrong with his voice? Do you have any idea? Is that a medical condition?
I don't know what's wrong with this. I don't know what's wrong with his voice. Just like he doesn't know who these people are.
That's really good. Did you rehearse that? Or is that off the cuff?
Of course not. I'm a professional, Dr. G.
Wow, I didn't know you went to impersonation school. I'm impressed. I'm doing radio, but I can't do that. There's more. Part two, cut 13.
Like I said, I don't know who you guys are.
Doesn't matter. You don't have a response to the question.
I don't know who you guys are.
Do you
so
not
I can't.
Have a brain?
Can you not answer
you not
a question?
Attention?
Zachary, literally, you're just, you work for Salon. We're asking Salon reporter an important question. What do you think about the 2020 violent uprising
are you
throughout
the
country?
Are you the guy that was in the Capitol building on January 6th?
I was, yeah.
Is he putting that on? I mean, are you the... I can't even... I'm a baritone, I think. I can't even do that. Are you the guy? Are you the... How does he... Is that natural? Zach, please write this up. Please write this bit of my show up. Because I want the world to hear your voice like that. That's too funny. You're really amusing. But not in a good way. Something that's amusing in a great way is... Did you see my old boss... I'm not allowed to say this. I say, my former boss went to the UFC match. The reception from the audience. Not only that, did you see somebody said, is that Mel Gibson? And somebody said, yes, it is Mel Gibson. He saluted the 45th president of the United States. And he wasn't, did you see Mel? Mel wasn't even in the good seats. He was like 12 rows back in the midst of the crowd, saw the president walk by, saluted him. Respect is due. And then some actress called Megan Fox, who was on the Jimmy Kimmel show. And I'm not sure little old Jimmy was expecting this response from that erstwhile Hollywood starlet Megan Fox, because she said something quite nice about President Trump. Cut 9.
I was in a row with Bieber, and Trump was also in my row.
Oh!
And, yeah. And I've never seen Secret Service in person before, so we had like 30 Secret Service with him, and he was a legend. That arena like was very supportive of Trump when he came in, and it was just, I was like, I don't know how I feel about it, because if someone is a target, then I'm like, I could be harmed, like, because I'm adjacent to where he is. So I was worried about my own safety. That's all I was caring about. But yeah, I've never seen anything like that before, but it was crazy.
Well, of course she immediately went to, am I safe? But she did actually say, he's a legend. He was a... I thought that was a British phrase. Is that an American phrase to say a legend? I love that. Megan Fox on Kimmel calling President Trump a legend. I'm pretty sure she won't get invited back. Let's go to your calls next here on America First. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
And slow, Snowflake. Your attack was no better than that of a clumsy child.
Is he talking about Zaki? I think he is, a clumsy child. Nicely done there, nicely done. I see what you did there, Shad. If you enjoy this show as much as we enjoy this show, please continue to make it possible by supporting our loyal sponsors like Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, over 51 million sold. They're that good, yes. And now Mike has more than 100 incredible products, pajamas, pillows, mattress toppers, towels that always stay soft, and the newest sheepskin slippers. Yes, just check them out. MyPillow.com. Use my promo code GORKA for up to 66% off. That's MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Promo code GORKA. Very interesting question. I always like to check social media whilst we are off the air in the breaks. We're always on, by the way, with Rumble. Charlie Kirk asks this question. Who is bankrolling the Texas Democrats' private jet to D.C.? I wonder. That's a very good question. Who is funding it? Let's go to your calls. Phil from Philly, line two. It's been too long. Welcome back, Phil.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. G. Just a question about how the press relentlessly kept asking about denouncing white supremacy. Every week, that's all you heard. Denounce, yes. Denounce, denounce. I was wondering if maybe our press people can start on the thing about, are you trying to destroy America? Do you want to destroy America? Was this action that you just did, was that an attempt to destroy America? Dr. G, if they say no, they lose the left. If they say yes, they lose their job. People can see who they actually are.
I like that. But who's going to ask the question, Phil?
What, you got to have a pair of brass ones when you're in those pressers. Jen, does the president want to destroy America? You know, or the squad. Ask the squad. Just
that's
get into
so
the
good.
Conference.
That's so good, Phil. Because you put them.
We love you silly, Dr. G.
You paint. Am I Sally Batts or what? You paint them into a corner, right, Phil?
Yes,
you paint
absolutely.
Them into a corner. It's genius.
Show America their true colors. And somebody should ask Bernie Sanders, if the Kremlin gave you the exact same job, exact same pay, with the exact same house, the exact same cars, would you go to Russia?
Oh, that's good, too. Because you know the answer. You know the answer.
Well, wait, I'd like to hear it from him.
Yes. It's time. Yeah, time to step up to the plate. Play hardball and force them to either deny it and then they lose the crazies, or to admit it and then everybody knows who they are. But you know what they're going to do, Phil? They're just kind of waffle. They're just going to waffle.
Hey, Dr. G, what about putting a bill in front of the House of Representatives, the Pledge of Allegiance bill, where those people in that Congress have to say the Pledge of Allegiance every day? And if you don't, you're dismissed from your committees and you're out.
You're on fire, Phil. What got into you?
President Trump, they cut him on YouTube. I couldn't even watch his campaign thing. I was so upset. I mean, I can't wait till his class action lawsuit goes through and he rams one right on him.
How many people like you, Phil, are there in Philly?
A lot more than you'd think. A lot more than you'd think. I mean, this is a Democrat-controlled town, but there's a lot more than you think, and a lot more people are leaning to realizing what's happening. I told a bunch of my friends out on the street, I said, Trump, no Trump. I said, really? I said, guess what Putin said? Putin said he's cutting Uber Eats, Grubhub, and GoPup. They said, well, this is war. We're going to go to war now.
Yeah, that's what they really care about. Phil, stay on the line. I don't know if Phil's got all of our books. If he hasn't, he should ask him, Mr. G, because he deserves them. If you want copies, signed copies of my books, check out our new store, sebgorkastore.com. You've got your America First gear. Wear it with pride. Check out those signed books as well, whether it's Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, or The War for America's Soul. That's sebgorkastore.com. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Nicely done, Phil. Let's go to Tennessee. John, line one.
Dr. Gorka, thank you for taking my call. It is great to talk to you again.
You're very welcome.
I used to call you from the People's Republic of Maryland.
So what's happened? It says you're in Tennessee now, John.
Yes, sir. I have escaped. I have slipped away from my master's and given myself a huge pay raise by getting out of that state.
So tell us, what was the final straw? What made you leave Maryland?
Basically, the political environment that turning completely anti-law enforcement, where they started to cater to the Black Lives Matter movement and, you know, doing anything possible to make the jobs of law enforcement harder. I had retired from there last year, and one of the things the legislature did recently up there was to take away the officer's Bill of Rights,
right?
Which, you know, was a basic protection for police officers, and you know that just is handwriting on the wall that, you know, they're not interested in law abiding citizens; they're more interested in the criminal element.
So how did you choose? How did you, out of all the possible other states, why did you choose Tennessee?
It's a state that still has three seasons, and it also has a superb tax environment.
Yes.
So they don't tax my pension, and they don't have a state income tax when I go ahead and go get another job. And that's, you know, and that just means more money in my pocket in the long run.
And what are you finding? Are you talking politics with your new neighbors? What are you finding in Tennessee?
conservatives. And actually, it's kind of funny, the first neighbor that I met, you know, he was, you know, kind of tentatively asking me, and I, you know, he was very relieved to find out that another conservative had moved in next door to him.
What about your family's reaction? Because that's, you know, Maryland to Tennessee, that's a big shift.
It's basically a two-thirds of a day drive to get back and forth.
No, but I mean, culturally, it's a big shift.
Oh, yes, it is definitely a big shift. My family supported the move. They said, you know, we're going to miss you, but we understand your reasons for it, and who knows, maybe we'll come join you. I could be like the test case.
All right.
Well, evaluate things.
At least now we know when it's John from Tennessee who it is. Thank you for the update, but we have to save every single state, and that's why we opened the show with Larry Elder's amazing news from last night that he's running for the governorship of California, because they've got that weird system where you recall the governor and choose the next governor on the same voting slip. Let's support that man, the great sage from South Central. Thank you, John. Sharon, don't go anywhere. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. As a homeowner, one of the worst things you can do is miss out on a lower interest rate, because a lower rate can mean hundreds of dollars in monthly savings, maybe more. It just takes a 10-minute call to American Financing to get started. You'll work with a dedicated mortgage consultant, someone who will guide you through custom loans without any pressure, no upfront or hidden fees either. It's just a simple conversation around the many ways you can save. And you may be able to postpone 2 mortgage payments, which means greater upfront savings. So don't put a mortgage refinance off any longer. Pre-qualify for free by calling 855-581-5828. That's 855-581-5828. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Visit them today, AmericanFinancing.net.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
I never used to think of myself as a prepper until last year. After seeing how the stores got wiped out of basic necessities, I started to think a little bit differently. And recently, I bought a house with the previous owner leaving behind 6 months' worth of emergency food. And I was excited, but it was almost out of date. So what did I do? I did a bit of homework, and I found My Patriot Supply with their scrumptious meals packed with 2,000 calories, and they last up to 25 years. 41,000 four- and five-star ratings. I trust them. You should, too. If you are afraid that the next cyber attack could hit our food supply, have a plan and save $50 today on their 4-week emergency food kit. Go to preparewithgorka.com. Don't be caught unable to provide for your family. Go today, preparewithgorka.com. That's preparewithgorka.com. Have a plan like I do. Let's go back to the city of brotherly love. Sharon, welcome to America First.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice, Dr. G. Missed you.
Likewise.
Yes. Well, I just heard Phil on, you know, from Philly.
Yes.
And, you know, I agree. I mean, I've lived in Philly for about 40 years because, well, I don't know, I was an Air Force brat, you know, and then I went in the Air Force, met my husband. That's how I ended up here in Philly.
What did you do? What did you do in the Air Force?
I was an aircraft mechanic.
Cool. So you can MacGyver anything, right?
I'm sorry, what?
You can MacGyver anything. You can fix anything.
Pretty much, yes. Yes, exactly. Or if I can't, I'll call somebody who can. That was my job. But
so how many people like you? Do you agree with Phil that Philadelphia has more patriots than we think?
I do not know. Out of all of my friends in Philly, I don't know a single person that did not vote for Trump in this past election.
And you've got a lot of friends.
Not as many as you, but yes, I do.
Friends are overrated. I got a couple of really good ones. So what's the issue? Is it fraud? Is it stealing elections? Or is it people who are just afraid to say what they believe in?
Well, I think now it's the fraud. You know what I mean? Like, actually, like, a couple of friends of mine went down January 6th, and with this whole insurrection thing, I never heard that. We never heard anything like that.
What happened to your friends? Did they get harassed by the FBI?
No. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we were too far away. We were not near the Capitol. I don't really know where we were, but we were there. And we'd gotten a room for the night. And, like, you know, we see a couple cop cars go by. We don't think anything of it. We get back to the hotel, and we're like, what is going on, you know? Then we found out.
A lot of things left unanswered about that day. If you want to get more analysis, we got something super exciting for you. At the end of today's show, we're going to transition straight into a hour-long uninterrupted discussion recorded earlier today with none other than Steve Bannon. If you're watching us on Rumble, stay on this channel and you'll get to hear Steve exclusively.